بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners, welcome to another enlightening episode of Islamic Upbringing, where we dive deep into the essential aspects of nurturing your youth in line with Islamic teachings. In this program, our discussions are rooted in the guidance of the Holy Quran and the timeless wisdom of Hadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and the insightful narratives of our noble Imams. I'm glad to have with us today Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, a research scholar from the Seminary of Qom, who possesses a wealth of knowledge in both Islamic studies as well as psychology. So, Brother Liaqat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know, Brother Liaqat, one of the challenges that parents face, and also I would say teenagers face, is that teenagers find themselves in the middle of something. Like, sometimes they come from traditional families and they live in a modern society. So they find themselves stuck. And also the parents, like with the changing world, I would say change is inevitable. And like with changing time, you have to adopt many changes. But while you are changing, you know, I would say both parents and teenagers, this is a big challenge. They find themselves stuck somewhere in between the traditions, in between the modern society. So how to create this balance?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's actually a very beautiful question. And that's actually one of the biggest challenges what our teens are facing in our life. Example, when the parents are traditional and they want to live a life completely filled with simplicity. They want a life like where there's they are completely like kind of close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't want to see much of the world, or they don't want to enter the luxuries, I would say, of the world. Okay. And they want the same thing with their child, with their teen as well. Example, there are a few families, I would say. Unfortunately, they don't like going. They don't like outing.
Yeah.
They are kind of secluded. They are just in their family. They only want to eat. These are issues, huh?
Like, to themselves.
Yeah, they want to eat which is cooked only in their family. They don't want to go to the restaurants. They don't want to. You see, it's completely
explore.
Like, yeah, they don't want to explore. Example, and over here, the other side, you have this teen completely faced or bombarded with modernism, and there's modernity over here, and everyone is like, oh my goodness, they are going to restaurants, everything is fast food, everything is
even if they're not going outside, they see that on social media.
Yeah, exactly.
The changing life, the
yes
lifestyles.
So what can be done over here? You know, when it comes over here, this is one of the biggest clashes between the parents and the teens. When the parents have this kind of mindset.
Traditional approach.
Traditional mindset. And when the teen has a modern approach or a modern
changing
mindset.
Yeah.
Exactly. So over here, the first step, what can be taken again? Whenever there is a challenge, go through the first step. Open communication. Active listening. Okay. Setting up boundaries. You know, setting up boundaries, it's a good thing to say over here. Actually, I was waiting for this point to be told. And that is, it's not always that you are setting up boundaries for your child. Okay. Sometimes there are places where a parent should set up boundaries for themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. This is very important. Okay. What do I mean by setting up boundaries? Over here, you know that your child, your teen, is in the boundaries of Islam, okay?
Yeah.
If he wants to wear jeans and you are against your son, your teen, example, wearing jeans, okay? So over here, it's okay. It's completely fine. So now that you have set up your boundaries mindset that your teen should not be wearing jeans, you have to make it more broader. You have to make it broader in such a way that this is okay in an Islamic approach, example, okay? Isn't it? So having or kind of compressing or enlarging the boundaries for yourself
bolding,
as a parent.
Bolding them.
Yeah. And taking them on board will help resolve many issues.
All right. I will actually discuss more on that with you. Let's take a short break here, dear listeners. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here, and we are discussing about the strategies parents can go through to help their teenagers navigate different challenges. Well, the challenge that we are talking about today is a balance between traditionalism and modernism. Yes, Brother Liaquat.
So, example, in the first place, you have to see if you allow this thing to happen, where is it going to end up? Number one.
Okay.
If you don't allow this to happen, where this is going to end up?
Okay.
So example, I have just taken a small example of genes. It can be anything.
Yeah.
In modernism, in this world, where everything is like, is extremely way ahead in today's world, be it technology, be it the usage of internet, be it the usage of mobile phones, be it the usage of laptop, be it anything like Insta, social media, everything, connectivity, yeah? Be it, like, there's a lot to see in today's world.
Yeah.
Be it with regards to wearing clothes, be it with regards to food, okay? In olden days, example, the food was very kind of simple, I would say. In today's world, I would say after the introduction or when we are introduced to different varieties of food from different countries, so what the teens are doing, they are like, of course, not all of them, but it's okay, Chinese food. I want to try Italian food. I want to try this food,
yeah.
Mexican food. Okay,
which is
the
not
recipe
bad.
Is there.
Which is not bad.
Okay, it's good to try if the teen is interested.
Only you
example.
Have to take into consideration the halals.
So these are boundaries. Like, okay, now you have to expand your boundaries. Okay, but if the teen is going beyond the boundaries, example, which are important and which should be set as fixed, okay, which are the boundaries which are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, example.
Okay, for example, the halal food here.
Halal food and haram food. Okay, this place, these are the boundaries. Example, this over here, modernism is not the answer. Okay, so over here, when you do open communication, you do active listening, you set up boundaries, the teen understands them. The teen understands the consequences. You understand the consequences when you force your child to follow only the traditional way. At few places, you give him or her permission to explore things. At few places where you see that the teen is going to end up in wrong manner or end up in wrong way, then you have to keep some limitations.
Yeah.
Example. In this manner, going hand in hand, a few places he will take up the traditional method.
Yeah.
At few places, you are going to take up the modern method.
All right.
Okay, example. I remember my parents' example. They were they're of this type that, of course, we used to go out, but it was not too often, okay?
All right.
When we grew up, when we were teens, myself and my brother, example, we used to be like, okay, let's go out, okay? My father was a bit, oh my God, like our teen, like my sons are telling us to go here, to go over there. It was kind of a bit different, but he used to accept what we used to say. Let's go to beach, example. When we used to say, okay, let's go to a park, we used to go all together.
Yeah.
But it was a bit new for him, you see?
Yeah.
So sometimes
it's okay even for teenagers to introduce new things, to introduce modern, their modernization to their parents as well. We'll discuss more on that. Let's take a short break here, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
The Prophet ﷺ said, A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing and Brother Liaqat is here with me in the studio. We're discussing how to balance between modernization and traditionalism when it comes to teens. Brother Liaqat, you said that it's okay for teens to introduce some modern techniques to their parents. And for example, like going out frequently or going out on different occasions, it's okay. And you can introduce different things to them and maybe they will also admit and accept.
Yeah. So, you know, this thing happens in everyone's life. Example, the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to live, okay, with the time when Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu wasallam used to live, there's a kind of time gap of about 200 and some years, okay? 225 years, okay? When Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salatu wasallam was born, it was around 220 after Hijrah, okay? And the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was martyred, it was 11 Hijrah, okay? So there's a lot of difference,
okay,
like which happened in the progress, which happened from the time of Rasulullah till the time of Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salatu wasalam, okay? And we see a lot of changes happening during the time periods of all the Imams alayhi salatu wasalam. If we see the life of Imam Baqir alayhi salam and also Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, they had a bit of, I would say, leniency in spreading the religion of Islam, okay? But when it came to the time of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, I would say Imam Jawad alayhi salam, and especially the time of Imam Hadi alayhi salam and Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu wasalam, I would say there were strict restrictions in order to spread Shiaism, in order to spread the true religion, I would say. So we see challenges of Rasulullah,
yeah,
during the time of Rasulullah were not the same challenges during the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Were not the same challenges what Amir al-Mu'mineen faced. They were not the same challenges what Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam has faced.
Yeah.
And what Imam Hussein alayhi salam has faced were not the same challenges what Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu wasalam has faced. Yep. So the time changed, the lifestyle changed, everything. And the Imams alayhi salatu wasalam, if we read the biographies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, they used to adopt to their particular life period, I would say, in which they used to live, the lifestyle of the present era. Example, Rasulullah used to live in a phase where the young girls or the newborn babies who are girls used to be buried alive. Okay? We don't see this happening in the time of Imam Hassan Askari al-Islam, example.
Yeah.
Okay? So you see, lifestyle was different.
Yeah.
Okay? Even the style of wearing clothes was different.
Yeah.
You see, everything changed in those 200 and some years, okay?
Yeah.
So even the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, they used to adopt to new features.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my goodness, that's it. How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to live.
I remember there was like this hadith, like it was narrated that a person tells Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, I'll see you wearing something good. I never saw your great grandfather like that. And Imam says, like, that time the condition of Muslims was not good, but today it's quite good. So we have to adopt to changes.
Yes, exactly. And there's one beautiful thing about, if we go through the lives of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, we see that whatever update was happening during those days, they used to accept it in that manner as well. Example,
yeah.
I would just give a very small example. Example, the sending of ruwat or the sending of narrators, example,
yeah,
which used to happen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was different to the time of Imam al-Rida al-Islam, of the time of Imam Kazim al-Islam.
Right.
Inshallah, some other day. It's beautiful, actually.
Yeah, so let's explore
how the changes were accepted by Ahlul Bayt al-Islam.
Yeah, let's explore that in the upcoming episode. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.